Whoa, if I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting with a chimp and chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. What a neat achievement it would be. If we could talk to the animals and learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle,
check,
buffalo,
check,
and
one,
beagle,
two,
alligator,
check,
guinea pig, and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python. I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of course-a-rus. Can't you?
Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world. Don't be afraid to try the greatest sport around.
Catch a wave, catch a wave.
Those who don't just have to put it down.
You paddle out, turn around and raise, and baby, that's all there is to the coastline craze. You gotta
catch a wave. Sitting on top of the world.
Not just a bit, cause it's been going on so long.
Catch a wave, catch a wave.
Thomas Paine Podcast, Paine in the Morning, catching a wave. What is this, the fourth wave of bullshit that these idiots are trying to shove down our throats and sell us? Take a lesson from a top-notch bullcrap artist. Pick any one that works in D.C. against your interests. And here we go again, catching another wave. I don't know if we're sitting on top of the world. We're sitting on top of something. It's a family show, for fuck's sake, so we can't say exactly what we're sitting on top of. But let's, before we start rocking and rolling here, let's take a look around, see what's happening. I heard it through the grapevine. Not really. I heard it today through the crap line. I caught off a good show last night. Yesterday, last night, and there's a whole lot of activity on our new platform, Paine.tv. I mean, it's really been ramped up. I believe it, actually. All the intel is flying around there, so check us out on there. Paine.tv. A lot of things to talk about. Now, let's just take a little cruise around here. See what's happening. Let's see our friend in South Carolina.
Lindsay got COVID after having the vaccine.
What, didn't work out so well for him? Wasn't he one of the ones preaching to us about,
get out there and do your part. Get out there and do your part.
Well, how did it work out for you, buddy? Another dope. You wonder if these guys are that stupid. And the answer is yes, they are. They're not impressive. I think Hollywood and television, the Dick Wolfs of the world and the Martin Scorseses of the world, have done these guys an incredible. Done us all an incredible disservice. Pumping these guys up like the FBI and guys as being really credible and really good at what they do. They're not. They're a joke. That's why they went into politics. They're a joke. Some of the things I picked up cruising around. Our friend Judge Napolitano has been fired from Fox. I say our friend loosely, believe me. I'm not wearing assless chaps, so he's not my friend. Anyway, let's get the headline that's floating around. Fox News fires Napolitano after a male producer accuses him of stroking his arm in the elevator. We listened to this idiot Napolitano for a long time. Oh, where have we heard this before? What is it? It's August 2021. Let's take a step back. I pull up some of my old tweets here. How about April 30th, 2019? What is it again? August 2021? April 30th, 2019. Thomas Paine. Thomas 1774 Paine on Twitter. They got to Napolitano. Bergen County skeletons. Many. He doesn't want that public. This is how coercion, blackmail work. Say what we tell you to say or else. April 30th, 2019. Now let's move to January 25th, 2020. Lots of interesting dirt flying around from when Judge Napolitano was on the bench in Bergen County, New Jersey, and I ran the investigative division of the daily newspaper there. You never know what might come out and when. January 25th, 2020. Then you can't even... Let's move ahead a little bit. September 14th, 2020. 9 months after the last tweet. Judge Napolitano. Headline, Trump hater Judge Napolitano accused of sexually abusing a young man. Fox News legal analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano sexually abused a man accused of arson in his court in Bergen County. That's September 14th, 2020. So when you hear it through the grapevine from me, the grapes are still seeds. When you hear it on the grapevine from other people, they're full-fledged vines. And that's, of course, just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to Napolitano and a lot of the things that, as I said on Twitter, have been floating around about him for quite some time. But all the darlings, he was on Fox, and he was, all the conventions giving speeches. Yeah, great. We stay clear of all these carpetbaggers and weirdos. Alleged weirdos. Alleged. Right, Mayor Rizzo?
You're a real crumb bum.
You're a crumb creep coward. You're a crumb creep coward.
Thank you, Mayor Rizzo. Should we change the lights now? I have the... Give me a break here. I got to do it all, folks. We do it all. A one-man show. Well, it's more than a one-man show, to be honest with you. But when the mic's on, I'm on the mic. It's a one-man show. That's floating around about the quote-unquote good judge. Fully vaxxed Lindsey Graham tests positive. Yeah, they say, oh, he was at a party. He was at a houseboat party. That's where he got it. It must. The first vaccinated senator to test positive for COVID-19. This isn't going very well for Fauci and his winged monkeys, by the way. Lindsey Graham became the first senator to disclose a breakthrough infection after being vaccinated. And the dummy... The dummy says he's still glad he received the vaccine. Yeah. Oh, you just proved again you're an idiot. The news prompted several other lawmakers to get quick COVID-19 tests and report their status. We don't care if you morons are sick. You're not that important. Calm down. You don't need to rush out and get tests anywhere. I bet you a bunch of them are wishing they had it so they could get some press. A handful of Senate colleagues spent part of the weekend working and socializing with South Carolina Republicans who attended a gathering of Senator Joe Manchin on his houseboat the evening that he first developed symptoms. Yeah. It's instant. Graham's like, I was on the houseboat for 5 minutes and then I got COVID. I'm sure he probably got it in the Senate, although everybody else has been vaccinated. Not on a houseboat in 15 minutes. It's nice to know these guys are... Yeah, I'm sure they were working on a houseboat.
A weekend working!
On a houseboat. Did anybody have pants on? That's the question. Big gig on Manchin's houseboat. You know, I've been watching the Olympics, and I've been watching people being critical of many things on the U.S. side, including the U.S. gymnast team. And I don't really get much into it when it comes to that because there's a lot of more important things to think about. But one thing that's worth considering, we want to talk about hearing something through the grapevine. One thing that's worth considering. As you talk about USA Gymnastics and Team USA and all these things. They had a doctor, team doctor, Larry Nassar, molested over 100 gymnasts. Well, more than that, if you couple in the gymnast he molested at Michigan State University, the NCAA gymnast. But he was also a team doctor for USA Gymnastics and Team USA. Now, he's in jail for a long time, okay? But I saw some tweets today from former gymnasts, former USA Gymnastics and Team USA Olympic member, Michaela Maroney. And it caught my eye. She said, when I was under your care, she's tweeting at USA Gymnastics and Team USA, the Olympic team. When I was under your care in Tokyo competing for Team USA at 15, my parents weren't allowed to stay in my hotel or see me in person. When I was all alone, naked, with Larry Nassar on top of me for 50 minutes bawling. Whose fault is that? Now that's a powerful tweet. Another one from Michaela Maroney. Parents are seen as a distraction. When we would get in trouble if we spoke to them, my mom would send me packages of food to my hotel in Tokyo because I was starving. She did everything she could to help me. At USA Gym, at Team USA, why did I have to walk the hallways of the hotel? You booked me at 2 a.m. alone and get locked out of my room because of my roommate was asleep. I told my teammates what happened the next day after practice. And got yelled at. There's all kind of things going on here. Talking about Larry Nassar. Now, the gymnast who removed herself in the middle of an event recently at the current Olympics, okay? She was also molested and et cetera by this Dr. Nassar. So when they talk about people's mental health and things like that, perhaps they need to really take a look at what happened with these people. And why did it happen? That's my point I'm getting to. Because the FBI covered up. Did nothing about it. The FBI in Indianapolis, where these gymnasts train, Team USA, etc., USA Gymnastics, they sat on this. They sat on allegations. Fucking many allegations. Actually, they didn't sit on it. They buried it. They buried it. While dozens of young women like Maroney were raped. And the FBI did nothing about it. Finally, after sitting on it for a long time. We've discussed it on here before. Somebody in the L.A. office, which is surprising because the L.A. office has covered up rapes of its own agents on other FBI agents, male on females. They got a hold of it, and it couldn't be ignored anymore because the numbers had grown so many of so many young women who have been molested and raped by this guy and violated. And that includes some members of the current Olympic team, including the one who said, you know what, I'm just, my mental health isn't up to it, and that kind of thing, and I'm gonna take a break. Physically and mentally not up to it. Well, maybe we need to take a look at why, again, these things happen. Years of abuse in many different ways, and apparently Team USA and USA Gymnastics was happy to cover it up too. Now, they did their own investigation and they handed it off to the FBI and nothing happened, but they said, oh, the FBI is working on it. The FBI in Indianapolis told them they were working on it. Okay. But they could have done something a little bit more about it, I think. Of course, nobody wants any bad publicity about your team doctor raping a 15-year-old gymnast, who, by the way, is competing all over the world. Now, Maroney's 25, so, I mean, this isn't ancient history. This is recent history. And she helped Team USA win a gold medal during 2012 Olympics. Oh, by the way, while she was suffering a concussion, a broken nose, and a broken foot during the Olympics. And the fact that she had this doctor abusing her. That's one tough woman right there. And because of his sexual abuse of Maroney and many other girls, he's locked up in prison for a long time. But her coach would chew her out because when she said this stuff was going on, USA Gymnastics coach said that she was being too dramatic. Oh, okay. The U.S. Olympic Committee didn't do a damn thing about it either. And this is not just one single episode. The FBI dropped the ball on purpose. Of course, nobody is going to really investigate. The Inspector General's office took a look at it and came out with a report saying, yeah, these guys fucked up every which way, upside down, sideways, whatever, left side, right side, they fucked up at every turn. But nobody gets indicted. And the Inspector General's office failed to probe one of the most important questions. Well, I'm sure they know it, but I'm sure they know it by now. It's who reached out to the FBI for them to sit on this. So girls like Maroney and current gymnasts competing now, etc., would be abused by this guy. Could be and would be and were being. And the FBI could have put the brakes on this a long time ago, but they sat on it. Why? It's an influence game. I'll tell you that right now. And there's nobody more corrupt than the U.S. Olympic Committee. Of course, they have a long history of corruption. You can just put that in your favorite search engine and check that out. The whole thing, I mean, the whole Olympics, when you think about it, and Maroney coming out in the last day or so and putting a white-hot spotlight on this scandal, which it deserves, really raises a question. What's the story with these Olympics? They make a lot of money. NBC makes a lot of money. U.S. Olympic Committee gets a lot of money. They make a lot of money. Everybody makes money. You got these athletes breaking their ass. A Maroney, again, concussion, broken nose, and a broken foot. And they still pushed her to compete? Now, I know some athletes will say, I'm competing no matter what. Okay. Right? But the sexual assault stuff is fucking unforgivable. And the stories, many stories of these athletes going hungry and things like that. Where's the money going? Where's the money going? It's follow the money. It's another scam. I just wanted to bring that up. You know, when you look at a lot of things going on and the gymnasts, a lot of controversy with the gymnasts right now in the Olympics, you have to understand that this doctor was accused and convicted of molesting women and young girls, including some of the ones on the team, including his interactions with the gymnast who said she's pulling back. She's pulling back for at least a couple weeks to focus on her mental health. Well, this is why, courtesy of the FBI. So you FBI guys are listening out there. You know, they're great coming down on little people. Crushing, you know, some guy steals a lousy $1 million or $2 million or some shit. They'll crack your head open. Some guy molests over 150 young girls. No problem. Let's cover that up. Let's cut a deal with him. I mean, it's insane. So you FBI agents who turn a blind eye to this, well, there's a special place in hell for all of you. For contributing to the culture of silence, not only contributing to being a main factor, running the culture of silence. Obviously, there was a massive culture of silence on the USA gymnastics team. And I, you guys had a chance to save a lot of women. And who knows how many have stepped off a ledge or their lives have gone downhill. You know, a lot of people don't come back from this. So you got a chance to put the brakes on this, just as you did with Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein and Bill Clinton. You did nothing, including the Secret Service. You guys sat around while Bill Clinton was taking over 24 trips with Epstein around the world. Oh, yeah, it was humanitarian, right, for Bill's pants. That was the humanitarian fund. Bill's pants. Guys did nothing. Nothing. All talk, no action. You could have saved a lot of young ladies a lot of pain and maybe saved their lives. So you have to think some of these people said, fuck it, I'm done. I'm out of here. These people were supposed to protect me. I'm supposed to be competing and representing my country. Instead of being raped, and nobody cares about it. It's insane. We listened to a little whipping post from Frank Zappa, and boy, we are talking about the whipping post here. So when you're critical of the gymnasts in the Olympics, you know, I think I was critical too. The first day the young lady quit and said she's pulling back a little bit. Simone Biles, 24-year-old. She's in the mix here, traumatized by Nasser. Okay. Let's just remember what a shit show USA Gymnastics and the US Olympic Committee and the FBI and everybody involved has created here for these young ladies. The games are one thing and competing are that's those are one thing, but this is something completely different. It could take a long time for people to think that this is something, some place is actually providing a safe environment for young athletes. And man, if you know gymnasts, oh man, they really break their ass. They really break their ass. You would think maybe somebody at this point in USA Gymnastics, in places like that, US Olympic Committee, would have some bona fide counselors and psychologists and psychiatrists, perhaps, ready to roll right on staff after everything that's happened with USA Gymnastics. No. Specifically the females and the Nasser scandal. No. No. Where's all the money going? Where's all the money the USA Gymnastics gets from all the gymnasts around the country? They have to chip in and pay their dues, right? and the money that the U.S. Olympic Committee gets from the government and all the sponsors, etc. Where's all the money going? We perhaps just answered our own question when we talk about Michaela Maroney and what she says. Well, you don't want to put the end to a good gravy train. Doesn't matter how many girls have been molested. That's why the FBI puts a lid on it. Was told to put a lid on it by somebody, and they put a lid on it for as long as they could, but it's just too many women, too many young girls. I mean, it's 100, 150, 200. What? So congratulations to you agents out there. You took an oath, and you pissed on it again, and you pissed on the American public once again. So keep that in mind when you're throwing out some criticism for the young ladies up there, many times underfed and certainly exploited. Mission Impossible, the theme. Trying to reform the FBI. Well, that is an impossible mission. Now, what else we got going? I just wanted to throw that out there because I thought about saying, hey, wait a minute, man. Anyway, food for thought. Just thought I'd add that in there.